Hello and welcome to This Day in History. My name is Roy St. John and this is WHRW Binghamton. Back on July 20th, 1969, American astronaut Neil Armstrong became the first human to walk on the surface of the moon. 240,000 miles from Earth, Armstrong spoke these words to more than a billion people listening at home. That's one small step for man.
One giant leap for mankind.
No, we have to shoot this scene again.
Neil, take two. Would you please get your lines right?
American public has got to believe this.
Come on.
Get that dog out of here.
There are animals in the studio.
It bit me.
And somehow me too. What's going on?
Oh, get the Hound of the Baskervilles out of here. Wow.
God. All right, I'm really angry. I'm foaming at the mouth. Let's do this.
You're angry.
We're all angry.
I'm angry.
It's gonna be the first man.
Isn't one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind good enough? I know it has a small grammatical error, but it doesn't matter. It's good enough. Gah! I hate you all.
Well, I'm a doctor, but too bad I'm British and hate all the Americans and don't want to give them their rabies shots.
I hate British people too.
That's not in the moon landing script. Oh, damn it. Get Aldrin out here! He's the first man on the moon!
Why is it so dry on the moon?
I hate Studio. Aldrin, too. He's British, you know.
I think you should all die soon.
Well, all right.
And to this day, the surface of the moon is littered with corpses, or so America would have us believe. Make sure that if you are bitten by a strange animal, you get your rabies shot. It just might save your life and history. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.